helped design it, raised the money for it, and had a working office, worked here every day for years, 6 days a week. And presidential libraries were kind of a new thing. Roosevelt is the one who started the system by, he built a small library in Hyde Park as a place to keep his papers because he felt that people should know what, you know, be able to look at his papers and judge his administration in that way. And Truman felt the same way. You know, in those days, those presidential papers, though, were private. They belonged to the president, so they could have burned their papers had they wanted to. But they chose to preserve them. And then, of course, now it has eventually been codified into law. The Presidential Records Act comes along some decades later, and now the presidents are required to keep their papers. And we keep them, of course, in the National Archives.